I'm at the Capuchin Day Centre in Dublin this morning, close to the old Smithfield Market, about 15 minutes walk west of the Spire and one of the city's busiest shopping districts. Market traders are putting up their stalls, getting ready for one of their biggest days of the year. It's a big day here too. Over 3,000 people who queued overnight this day last week for tickets are back to collect this morning, a €50 voucher to help them through Christmas. Many, but not all, are homeless. All ages, all accents, some very old, some very, very young. Queuing again this morning from before 3 a.m. It's bitterly cold, it's windy. The kitchen where I'm talking to you from is warm and bright. This is usually where 350 people are fed every morning, twice that at lunchtime. This morning, though, it's all hands on deck to give out Christmas vouchers and hand out soup to guests in the queue. In the capital city of the fifth richest country in the world, with rents, house prices and homelessness continuing to rise. We're not on camera this morning. I'm inside. Our reporter Joe Caulfield is outside. Joe.
Well, Gavin, it's cold and it's windy here on Bow Street in Dublin city centre this morning. It's still dark here on the street, but despite the conditions, it is certainly very, very busy here this morning. I arrived here at around 5:30 this morning, and already there were hundreds of people queuing up to collect their €50 food voucher. Now that queue stretches all the way down the street. As far as your eye can see, thousands of people, single people, older people, families, mothers with prams and young children, really, as you said, all walks of life are here this morning. Now, last Friday, people came here to collect a token which allows them to come back this morning and get a €50 food voucher. And that system allows the Capuchin Day Centre to estimate the demand for their services this year. Now, joining me now is Jim, a volunteer here at the Capuchin Day Centre. Now, Jim, how many people are expected here this morning, and how does the whole process of collecting the voucher work?
About 3,000 people are expected here this morning. And the system works, as you just said there. We got a token last week, and that entitles them then to a voucher this week, and it's for €50 for groceries. So they will queue, but nobody will be turned away. Even people without a token, but there will be additional vouchers. So they will get their voucher, and they can have that for groceries.
And people, as we say, have been queuing here since 3 o'clock, but the fryers are helping to keep them warm.
Yes, the soup has been provided, was provided last week and again this week, served by the volunteers and, more importantly, all the fryers from the Capuchin Friary here at the back of us. And they're out there on the street giving soup to keep the people warm. And it's nice vegetable soup, so they enjoy it.
Now, you've been volunteering here for 10 years. What changes have you noticed here in that time in terms of the demand and the type of people who are coming to use the service?
Huge changes, Joe. The numbers have nearly doubled. When I came here originally, there was about 150 people for breakfast and maybe 400 for lunch. Now it's gone to double those numbers. And as a result, then, obviously, that has put pressure on the infrastructure here for space. So we have a family area that was built. Then we have additional showers, and then we have also different clinics for people who are suffering any sort of ailments. We have nurses, doctors, dentistry, opticians, chiropodists, and all those services have been added on in the past 10 years, yeah.
But despite the demand increasing, the ethos has stayed the same here at the Capuchin Day Centre.
Oh, yes, without a doubt. I mean, it's totally non-judgmental. Everyone gets fed. Everyone, there is something here every day for people. And also the big, big word you hear from everyone here who gets their food is thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you for being here with us this morning. We're going to be here on Bow Street and the Capuchin Day Centre for the rest of the morning. But for now, back to you, Gavin.
Thanks, Joe. Lots more from here throughout the programme. We're also going to hear from people being helped by the St Vincent de Paul, a charity called Saoirse, who help people in refuge from domestic violence. And we'll also hear from Penny Dinners in Cork. It's 17 minutes past 7.